This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later this hour, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us. He'll be on at 9:45.
They're on fire.
The Caps are red hot right now. They've won five straight games.
5-1.
Just beat up the Flyers in their building.
When's the last time they started a season 5-1? Is it 2015?
I think it does date back to 2015.
About 10 years?
Yeah. So we'll talk to Nick Dowd about that start at 9:45, but right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, and it's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Johnny Cakes. I got the read right here.
Yes, you do.
May not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. You can also check out my new woman, Miriam. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. I'm supposed to have lunch with Miriam. I told Sam Weiner, I'm going to wait till it gets a little colder. Because I got to be on the golf course grinding.
Oh, okay,
got to be on the golf course grinding.
Now I understand.
Mondays, I have, you know, I got to save those days for like dental appointments. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, golf.
Okay.
Friday, driving to New York.
Sure.
It's a couple weeks. That cold weather's coming back.
Yep.
You know, it'll be here before you know it.
Yep.
All right. I found this kind of interesting yesterday. I don't know why, but there's a little social media kerfuffle somewhat. Zach Bryan, I guess, broke up with his girlfriend, or at least made the announcement via social media.
Ooh, that's kind of bold.
I think that they had broken up before. He just announced it. I saw a little of her post where she said she didn't know he was going to announce it. She said she had been crying for 5 days. Of course, his girlfriend is Brianna Chicken Fry, who
it's a great
some
name.
Of you guys have no idea who she is, but she's one of the Barstool people. And an interesting person. She did an appearance, at least one or two, for Brett over at Sup Dogs.
Hey, you have chicken in your name. I'm going to book you. I'm just going to book you for whatever. It's Brett.
Now, they're saying, Zach Bryan is, for people that don't know, if you don't follow country music at all, you may not know.
Zach Bryan and a Luke Bryan, correct? There are a lot of Bryans in the country music world.
Yes, and there's Zach Brown.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, you have your Morgan Wallens, whatever. I would say that basically, at least, if my kids are any indication, Zach Bryan, right now, a little bit hotter than all of them. Like, he's like the hot guy.
Hotter than, like, Luke Combs?
I would say, don't you think? I think Zach Bryan probably numero uno right now. He's having his moment.
I mean, every time I see Morgan Wallen, he's strutting out to play in front of about 50,000 people.
Morgan Wallen is
at
huge.
A stadium.
Oh, yeah. But I think for just current sexiness, I think Zach Bryan maybe overtook him a little bit.
Okay.
But Morgan Wallen is my guy. I'm a little bit more of a Morgan Wallen guy than I am a Zach Bryan guy.
He's straight country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a big deal. They dated for about a year. And Dr. Off, they're saying rumors that he was using the celebrity dating app Raya. Which, okay. Have you heard of that, Cakes?
I've heard the name.
I think you have to have a certain net worth, and you have to be have a certain level of celebrity.
Ah, okay.
So, like, Mike Marr could never get on it.
Hey, well, I wouldn't say never. Maybe eventually he could.
Yeah.
I mean, never's probably, you're probably right. Yeah. But, I mean, come on, don't kill the kid.
Right.
He's had a rough day.
Yeah.
Rough day with the haircut, the whole nine.
I felt bad for Brianna Chicken Fry when I saw her little video, and she had been crying for 5 days.
It sounded like it was a shock to her. Like, he didn't break up with her, then post it. He posted it, and then, like, everyone sent it to her, and that's how she found out.
Well, yeah, my interpretation was they had been basically broken up, but she didn't know he was going to announce it.
Okay.
She didn't know he was going to announce it.
She claimed she was blindsided by the note.
Yeah. She's way too silly for him, in my opinion.
Well, he looks great. Yeah, but that's a spectacular picture.
He's tiny. He looks like a dorkorama.
Okay, he's a military guy. He's ex-military guy.
Yeah, he was in the Navy for 7 years.
I get that he's talented and he's mega rich.
That's crazy.
And that certainly goes a long way. He just looks kind of hurting to me. my opinion.
He does, but now add rock star element to it.
Oh, that boosts you up the ladder a lot of rungs. I understand.
About the highest rung.
Yeah, it elevates you big time.
Yeah. This is an interesting story, Valdez. I'm going to have to dance around this a little bit. Nicole Kidman says she filmed so much simulated buns in her new movie, Baby Girl, that she got burned out. She says, there were times when we were shooting, and I don't want to blank anymore.
Director Jason Bishop.
She says
she's married to a country star too, right?
She's married
to Keith Urban, the Chris Farley lookalike, Chris Farley's doppelganger. Do a side by side of those.
Chris Farley from Pacers.
Yes, now, Chris Farley from Pacers running stores. Yes, correct.
I'm sure
not the comedian.
They
Chris Farley
exactly alike.
I'm sure many of our wives would be great at this. She said, "You know, obviously she was faking the blank, and she just got tired of faking it."
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Faking the blank,
just like Drabby's wife.
She's pretty good at that, though.
Although Drabby said the other day that I don't even think he tries to get her to the point where she's faking.
Hey, but you know what? Here's a good thing for Sarah. If Marcus Mariota has a really good game, straight to the bedroom.
Is that good? Drabby's good for Sarah though, or will she run and hide?
Oh no, I think she'd be receptive.
Didn't that happen after Geno Smith's bad game?
Geno Smith had a
good game.
Geno balled out.
Yeah.
He lost, but he played well. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
They lost, but he played well.
I mean, if Marcus Mariota just balls out, it's gonna be
7 p.m. on Sunday night, 7:30. Look at me.
There could be some things happening.
If Marcus balls out, will you pretty much guarantee that's a thing?
If Marcus has three touchdown passes,
right, and they
100% chance.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if they win or lose.
What if he throws in a rushing tutty on top of it?
All right, so let's just be clear here. We don't need to speak in code. I'm going to say this in a very basic way. We're adults. If Marcus Mariota has three touchdowns, Drab's going to have sex with his wife at 7 p.m.
And if he has four touchdowns, he may
You got to get the girls down.
He may be a Drab double dipper.
What time are the girls going to go down on Sunday night?
I don't know if he's capable, Cakes.
I think he's capable. If he throws in a rushing tutty on top of three passing touchdowns.
Bad. I'll put YouTube on for 4 minutes.
Show him Blippi.
Yeah.
This is a terrible, terrible story. And
come on,
I guess
we're on a Drab sex high. You're going to bring us down with a depressing story?
Well, there's a teenager.
Got to move on, Cakes.
Yeah,
that, I know. Apparently, you know, the dangers of AI, Cakes, they lurk everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kid, poor guy, who fell in love with an AI chatbot. And then he donked himself off.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Is the idea he didn't realize he was talking to a bot, and then when he did, he donked off? Or donked himself off?
It was also based off of a Game of Thrones character.
So he must have known then, right? He must have known it was a fake bot.
Maybe he thought it was someone chatting as that bot.
Yeah.
Who was the fake Game of Thrones bot? The Arya Stark? I mean, who are we talking about? Which character are we talking about here?
I don't know. Maybe the Dragon
Probably
Queen, Khaleesi.
Well, I thought I saw a picture of somebody.
She's a little bit silly.
Yeah.
It was a blonde.
Yeah, that's Khaleesi.
That's the Khaleesi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he knew. Like, the whole point of it is having conversations with like a robot.
Yeah.
And then the robot said something. Like, they have the messages. The robot said, "Please come home and join me right now."
And then he donked himself.
I feel bad. Like the final kid, message, but like. Once
you mean come home, like almost like dunk yourself off and then come into the afterlife or
I don't know.
The cyber world?
I don't think the AI character was breaking it down, but I think that's what.
Jesus.
That's must have been how he interpreted it.
That's horrible. Man, there are so many Diddy stories that, you know how we said the same thing about Cosby? That once it becomes so many, you just kind of like, oh, well. I mean, they're outrageous.
Is Cosby, what's update the latest? Me, is Cosby's like at home under, like, is he under house arrest? Or
I
like,
don't think so. I think he...
He can just come and go as he pleases? Now he's old. He's probably not going anywhere. Yeah, I mean, he's an old dude.
Did he claim he's blind?
I think he magically can see again.
Oh, yeah.
He was blind in prison.
Yeah.
Or maybe blind when he was on trial.
They're saying that his employees have not only... I mean, the allegations are heinous. Like sexually abusing males, females, children, you know, under the age... everything you can think of, you know, people that worked with him. It's crazy. They also have blackmail, obviously. And now they're saying that his employees were required to carry that pink cocaine that Liam Payne was on. Everywhere he went. Everywhere he went,
airport?
He had to have drugs with
An
him.
An airport?
Well, he had a private plane.
Oh, it's true. He has an end around.
Private plane could do whatever
I am proud to say. Team never Diddy.
Yeah.
Team never Diddy right here.
I was never a fan. I thought he was not a talent. JP loved him.
JP's a Diddy guy.
Yeah.
At least musically.
Terrible dancer.
Got some bangers.
I'll delineate. Musically, you're a Diddy guy.
I mean, maybe he was a good producer. I did not think he was a good artist.
Housekeepers, the maid was supposed to carry it too.
Everybody.
He had five or six hits.
The story said that they would have fanny packs with it. On them.
Yeah, so
like the butler, the maid, the
it's
housekeepers.
Like, remember when Dennis Rodman had his personal bartender?
Yeah,
he
sure.
His personal, basically, drug.
It's a nice perk, having a personal bartender.
Right.
It's a good deal.
Netflix is doing a documentary on the Jerry Springer Show. Actually,
that might be worth watching.
Didn't we have a guy, the guy that was giving us all the snacks 20 years ago?
Just Chad.
He was on the Springer Show. I think he was like a recurring guy. He would be one of the stooges that would play a role.
Yes, he went on there like six or seven times.
He would be like the redneck on a bunch of different shows.
I hadn't thought about that guy in years. Do you remember his other claim to fame? So the reason why he was Just Chad is because this is when Chad Duke started coming on our show.
Yeah,
his name is Chad.
And so then this Chad guy started calling in pretty frequently.
Let me see if I can remember his claim to fame.
Well, he had a snack business or something.
No, that's one thing.
I think one of his claims to fame was... He had a shoe thrown at him, and he, like, knocked his tooth out.
That's a different guy.
That was when we did the ugly.
I think that guy, I might be wrong on name. I think we called him Steve the Loser.
I think you're right, yeah. I'm getting my very fringe characters.
I think Just Chad. We had some good bits before you were around.
I think Just Chad had, like, hundreds of porno films.
Oh, I think you're right. Now
that
it's
was his thing.
Was he involved in our Great American
sure
Porno?
I think he might have been.
You sure that's not Just Eric? Just EB?
Just Eric. Yeah.
Just
Jan's for
bag. Just Eric. Come on.
So many compliments.
You know about it. I mean, you were a listener of the show, right? So did you know at that time? Were you in college? Where were you? 2003. Like
I was in
high school.
Yeah.
Getting dunked on by Kevin
Durant. You heard about our Great American Porno Swap, right?
I have the audio of it. Okay. I've listened to it.
You listened to it.
Yeah.
And do you want to explain to the people like what the premise of it was?
Yeah, because when you have your VHS tapes of all your pornos, you've probably watched them 100 times.
Right.
And you need some new material.
Right.
So instead of going to the porno shop and buying tapes in bulk, you would come.
We had a swap.
Yeah, you had a swap. You come together and you would swap tapes with other guys.
The best part was having these losers. The best part was having these losers. Was having them read the titles.
Yeah.
Was the best.
Well, the thing
the concept was one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Sure, right? Of course. Like the Lurchy would wear his out with Pascal.
Right.
So he would have to get rid of that one.
I just needed one scene.
But then you get rid of it, and then you get a new one.
Yeah.
Well, that was really a stroke of brilliance. And I think we got boycotted by like a Catholic charity or something.
We were the Ann Pizza of our day.
We thought it was a great time. So the first time we just did it in studio in Fairfax.
Yeah.
And then the second year we had moved over to HFS and we did it again. And they were like, well, why don't we have multiple locations?
we had a location
in Beemore. Multiple locations, and like Oscar went out, Chad went out, and we did this whole thing. And it got a press attention, which we thought was good at the time. Yeah. But it basically was the end of it. Because we're like, what if a miner picks it up?
Yeah.
No, well, what if one of the tapes has miners in it? Like, you have no idea what's on the tapes.
Right.
Yeah, those tapes
all of a sudden, now you're trading child
those tapes
porn.
Yeah, are
and we're endorsing
nuclear.
It.
Yeah.
We're endorsing
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so that was, that.
That was probably a brilliant bad idea.
Yes.
All right, TK1, bring my bag in here. It's now time. For something that we've been talking
I'm
about
bitter
doing.
Because I cannot partake in this.
Well, I can't.
I emailed you, told you to do it.
That's hurting.
I dropped the ball, man. I don't tell you.
There's the legendary James Fort.
That thing is about to burst.
we talked about it yesterday. It is about time that we participated in our first annual porno swap.
Oh, man.
You know what? Was that Slow Joe laughing?
That was Joe Arthur.
What year was that?
Probably 2002, 2001.
Slow Joe, I would put him on. Yeah, probably 60.
Guy that painted your house.
Yeah, how old was he at the time when we were working with him?
When he was always wearing his Rolling Stone T-shirt.
So probably 7 to 10 years older than us.
Probably.
Do you remember the porno that you swapped out with a listener?
No.
Group gropes.
It's a good title.
I don't remember.
Alliteration.
So wait a second. You want a JP? Did EB own group gropes, or did he?
I believe he owned it.
Yeah. It probably was from a lot of those colossal combos I used to buy. You never know what you're getting.
A lot of thumbnails on the back of those boxes. A lot of this in the.
It's mine. My group gropes.
Is that yours?
Yeah, that's mine.
I better put it in this pile.
Put it in the other category.
Group gropes.
This is probably all his.
This is a number one draft pick right here. This is Seymour Butts, gluteus to the maximus.
What? You can't do it anymore.
The excitement, by the way.
Just lost that monumental.
That tape might be straight to the trash.
I got a 26-minute segment on it.
Oh, man. You might want to lose that segment.
Good old days. It's a lot of fun.
Odyssey
should monetize that one.
That's what Mike Marr wants. Mike Marr wants that show back. He missed out on everything.
That was good stuff, Mike. He doesn't even understand, though. He grew up in the internet. He grew up in like a porn world. Like, he doesn't even know.
I know. I mean, there's some best segments, old ones on YouTube, but like nothing like, you know, sure what Valdez has up his sleeve over there.
Right, right.
I got the goodie bag.
Yeah, you do.
But probably
you got the bag's gonna get us fired.
Why do we sound so high pitched?
You have energy.
We're young.
We were young, we had energy, we cared.
As G. Gordon Liddy would have said back then, they have vim and vigor is what we had back then.
Right.
That's need hilarious. To get some of that back. Right. All right. When we, not when we come back, but at 9:45, Nick Dowd will join us from the
doubter.
Washington Capitals.
Doubter.
When we come back.
Can you just call him Doubter, please?
The Doubter. I love him. Yeah. I love that person. When we come back, we'll get into a Chicago Bears podcast where they wanted to basically knock somebody out of the game on Sunday for the Bears to have a good chance to win. We'll get into that audio next when we come back here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for Chasing 895. Last night against the Flyers, Alex Ovechkin scored his 855th career goal, now 39 away from Wayne Gretzky. Ovi raced to the puck, thrust a nasty backhand snipe into the empty net, expanding the lead to 6-3 for the Capitals late in the third period.
Strome holding it along the far wing. Ovechkin's on the ice here, chasing after it. Will he get there for a chance? He might. A backhander. He scores! Alex Ovechkin into the empty net. And that will delight the masses here as the Capitals have a 6-3 lead. And Alex Ovechkin scoring his 50th career goal against the Philadelphia Flyers. And goal 855. Capitals going to take down Philadelphia.
Of course, that's John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. The Great 8 Chase updated 855 goals for one Alex Ovechkin. Many more on the way as well. All right, we wanted to get into some audio that was burning up the interwebs yesterday. This is from the Chicago Bears podcast from ESPN Chicago. Let's hear what they had to say about Jaden Daniels in this upcoming game, Bears-Commanders, this weekend.
Knock Jaden out of this game. I think that's your pathway to comfortably winning. Take him.
Well, listen, you take out the starting quarterback, yeah.
It's football, Pat, god damn it.
You're going a little Sean Payton on us, are you?
I'm not saying hit him in the head. I'm not saying hit him cheap. I'm just hit him hard in the ribs. You know he's hurt. This is the first time that you are getting a true dual threat who is also wildly accurate throwing the ball. This defense, as good as they've been, they haven't seen this. You're number one in the NFL in dropback EPA. You are number 19 in rush EPA. You know he's going to offer you the opportunities to knock him out, take him. You know he's going to take hits. Hit him. He's asking you to do it. I'm so tired of everybody talking soft about this. You're saying knock him out of the game. I will not cry if Kyler Gordon knocks Jaden out of the game. That's football. Do not hit him dirty. Don't cheap shot him. Don't target him. Don't hit him in the head. Bears fans, you need this win.
I mean, it seems a little extreme that you're actively just rooting for knocking a quarterback out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not politically correct, whatever. It's kind of It's kind of reality, though.
Right.
And it kind of does give a little more credence why they might want to wait another week and let it heal as much as they can, even though some doctors have said that there's certain type of rib injuries you can have where even getting hit again is not going to exacerbate it.
It also reeks.
It's like a cartilage.
To me, it reeks a little bit of just desperation. Like these guys are thinking, our only pathway to winning this game is knocking Jaden out of the game. Like, doesn't that seem a little desperate to you? Like,
no.
That's their only way to a path to
win? I'll
be
honest with you. I cringe a little bit when I first heard it, but if I'm being objective, I think this is what teams will do. The coach is going to be up there in a meeting, and he's going to be like, look, their quarterback, he's a dynamite guy. He's a great player. Hit the hell out of him. Get him out of there. His ribs are banged up. Hit him hard.
I'm not saying the coaches aren't discussing it.
If you take a penalty, it's fine.
I'm sure the coaches are discussing it. Yeah. I'm sure behind closed doors, it's a topic.
Right.
But like, for the podcasters to be like, this is our only way to win the game, is to knock Jaden out.
Was that what they said? It's our only way to win the game?
No, but it seems like their whole
But I think it's realistic.
We're going to win the game if we knock Jaden out. Like, that's how we win.
I think they probably will.
They have definitely a better chance.
You could turn the tables. Wouldn't the Commanders have a better chance
if they knocked out Caleb Williams?
But I don't think we're going to go on the air and be like, hey, you know what?
Got the Bears this weekend.
The only way I can see us winning is if we knock Caleb Williams out of the game.
No, but if you told me Caleb Williams had a rib injury, I would say if he plays, hit him as hard as you can.
Get physical.
Hit him as hard as you can, you know? I mean, you don't want to hurt the guy.
I thought it was in poor taste.
It is, but football's in poor taste.
But that's what they do.
They kill each other.
Yeah. I mean, aren't they pretty much trying to pummel the quarterback every time they play him?
Every single team is like that.
Hasn't the Patriots coach...
Cakes is too genteel.
Hasn't the Patriots coach, Gerard Mayo, called his team soft?
Yes.
He did, yeah.
The implication meaning we need to get more physical.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it's that outside the norm. Maybe you don't specifically say take out a quarterback.
No, I don't think it's outside the norm at all. I think it's outside the norm maybe where we think about it, like the public. But I think in those buildings, hell yeah. They go, yeah, that guy's got a knee. I think he's okay. Or he's got a shoulder. You know, just, you know, when you hit him, maybe a little extra... You know, just hit him hard. See if he can play through it. Hope he can. You know, I don't think it's necessarily bounty gate where you're offering money to knock guys out.
It's just very old school. Like, Al Davis was infamous for saying the quarterback must go down, like, back in the day. Like, that's a 70.
Don't you think they try to do it almost every week, though? Take out the quarterback? That's why they're trying to put pressure on the quarterback.
They're trying to hit him hard enough where he fumbles the ball. He creates a turnover.
They keep the set. QB hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, you certainly want to do that.
And also, I have to say, this is a total side note. These guys have gotten so good at punching the football out. I mean, they're so good.
These guys are running at full speed. I don't know how the hell they do it. I know the DBs are really good.
Again, like our buddy Dylan Lauby, you know, Long Island kid that I know through Joe.
He's our buddy now.
I'm being generous. Because Joe P and those guys know him, coached him for years, and I had him on the podcast. He's a great kid. He got one carry, and T.J. Watt, he went right in the middle, punched it right out.
Oh man,
inactive the next week.
No.
You know,
yeah, Antonio Pierce doesn't mess around. Like, if
one
carry, yeah,
and T.J. Watt, bam, knocked it right. I don't even know how these guys do it.
If you have one opportunity, you better not fumble on that one opportunity.
Well, of course, he didn't want to.
I know he didn't want to.
It's just that these guys are so, like, it's not even like they like ripped it out or like he literally did this bit.
Yeah,
we see these guys do now. They didn't even try to tackle him. They didn't try to tackle him.
These guys are coached to do that. Yeah. Their coaches are telling them.
But I mean, some guys are better than others.
Some guys are better than others also at protecting it.
Yes.
He's probably not used to that at New Hampshire. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't encountering any TJ Watts when he was facing whoever New Hampshire was facing.
Yeah, I don't think his career's over anything, but you got to get used to it. And, you know,
I hate to throw him under the bus again. He's facing more guys who look like Mike Marr than look like TJ Watt.
I mean, Marr's taking a lot of shrapnel today.
Marr's taking so many bullets today.
You know.
I feel bad for the kid.
Well, somebody's got to take it.
Low man of the totem pole. Got to take it.
I told him during break, I didn't think the haircut was that bad.
Oh, no. I think the barber fumbled.
Barber definitely fumbled.
It was punched out.
He wished somebody came and tackled the barber before he put the clippers to his head.
Drab, where do you stand on, like, sort of the whole the idea that, hey, if Jaden's out there, hit him hard? I actually think it's probably pretty standard coach speak.
It's standard coach speak, but it's goofball podcaster talk. Like, you just don't say those things, really. I mean, it's not, let the guys handle their business. You shouldn't be out there rooting for guys to get hurt or to get knocked out of games. Just play the game and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this isn't 1987. We don't do that anymore. We care about player safety.
Yeah, but you know those coaches are saying.
They're not saying.
Hey, man, he's got some ribs. Hit him.
I don't know if they're saying that. I mean, Sean Payton's had to sit down on the bench and coach the high school team for a while.
Look, if you think your team's good,
no, it's not for that. It's for giving them financial rewards. It was rewarding them and giving them money for not
incentivizing.
Incentivizing.
That was a
That's what it was.
I think
I think the players
suspend
know.
The whole league then if they went and said, because I believe coaches say it all the time. Hey, he's a little banged up. You know, if we really get to him, if we get a bunch of hits on him, he may not get up one of these times.
All right, but I don't think Eberflus is saying, I want you to knock him out of the game. He's got sore ribs.
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, hey, he's
go
got
after him.
He's got some ribs. He's a little banged up. You know, hey, let's see if he can finish the game.
Hit him hard.
Let's see if we can finish the game.
I bet your coaches are saying that all the time.
They say be physical.
All the time. Hit him hard.
Yeah.
Hit him hard. Let's see if he gets up. Why wouldn't they say that? I would say that. You would say that.
You guys have been doing this show a long time. I've never heard you once say, knock that QB out of the game.
No.
It's fine for coaches. Yeah. I just don't think it's...
I know. I'm talking about as a coach.
Yeah, it's different than the locker room.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's they got objectives, and there's also things that come along with hitting guys hard, like fumbles and all kinds of other stuff.
Forced turnovers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it
tells me they're scared of Jaden. Those little Bears fans.
Definitely.
That's what I was going to say. Jaden. If you're thinking
they have
team's
no confidence
good,
that they got the better QB.
Go out and beat them.
Well, they probably also know they've faced a bunch of fraudulent offenses so far. Which they have.
Hmm.
Look at the Bears' schedule.
It's true.
The Panthers, the Rams, the Texans. Now, they're not as good as they were last year. They're decent. They've faced subpar offenses. They're scared of the Commanders' offense.
All right, well, the Commanders played the Giants, the Browns,
Understood.
The Panthers. They got their share, too.
Yeah.
Now, they played the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the Bengals scored on them.
But don't you? I mean, I think other teams should be. They should respect our offense.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do. They're tied for the top scoring offense in the league with Valdez's Ravens. Right. 31.1 points per game.
The Ravens, like if I heard that Derrick Henry was hurt, like he had a rib or something, I mean.
You wished he was hurt when the Commanders faced the Ravens a couple
maybe
weeks
we can
ago.
Gang tackle what, this kid. Maybe he won't get up next time.
What's wrong for being known as a physical team, right? Don't you want the opponent to feel like they just went 12 rounds with Tyson?
I guarantee you Joe Witt's not saying, hey, man, be a little careful with him. He's got a little rib. We don't want to hurt him.
No.
Said no defensive coordinator ever.
The guys for the Commanders have been quoted saying we want to play violently.
Yeah.
We've heard that a million times.
But
from Joe Witt.
And other teams too.
Right.
So maybe they should hold Jaden out. Maybe they should.
I don't think he's playing.
If he's not feeling 100%, he's not going to play.
The fact that he didn't practice yesterday, Dave Richard was on earlier and said he's hearing people say he's not playing.
That's never the threshold, though.
Practice is at 1 o'clock. You'll know by...
No, he said he's not going to... Well, I guess somebody will leak it, but he said he's not going to update till Friday.
Oh, we'll know way before Friday.
Well, not if it's a closed practice.
This guy will know before Friday.
Yes, you will.
I'm not saying all the donks driving on the Beltway are going to know.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's going to know.
All right, let's
go. In fact, I'll know it at 2:30.
Which means I'm going to know because you're going to text me as soon as you know.
I don't know. I might keep you in the dark.
Let's go to Joe.
But you have a new number. I text your old number all the time. It's very confusing.
It's not that confusing.
Can you delete the old number out of your phone?
He finally did.
If I took a minute out of my day, yes, I could do that.
He finally did.
Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. So I had the pleasure of seeing Valdez on the deck at Hidden Creek yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Oh, look at this.
Is this
a plant, Valdez? Is this a plant? Go ahead.
So I didn't walk up to him and say hi to him because he was hanging out with the 8 guys that he was playing golf with. I believe he's probably about 20 years younger than the 7 other guys that he was playing with.
I was playing with the old man crew.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, you had your Miller Lite, and then Raina came out with 7 Harvey Wallbangers for the rest of the group.
You know what? I've heard of that. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but it sounds like an old man drink.
It's an old man drink. I don't know what's in it. I'll tell you, though.
It's a butt hair away from a Tom Collins. You know what I mean?
I used to like Tom Collins back in the day.
I don't think I know what's in a Tom Collins.
Isn't it just like gin and tonic?
And like lemon? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a grasshopper, I guess.
He's naming all the drinks from the Great Depression.
Matt, I overheard you saying, just take my $20.
Yeah.
Was that accurate?
Yeah, we lost 15.
So this I guy said, was just all take, up in your business.
So I just take my 20. And now
well,
we lost.
I saw the old man stick one real close on 15 when I was up there having my brewski. So I was like,
his brewski.
I know, he missed
Matt Valdez.
Yeah, Walsh missed the birdie putt, too. We could have used that.
Oh, he did. Oh, I watched it. That was awfully close.
Now we're getting a breakdown of his round.
I know.
As if we don't get enough about EB's rounds.
I know.
You know what somebody did?
That's what I was going to say. We got to call the resting cops on the bikes if EB comes out there.
All right, here's your Harvey.
I don't think EB's coming out there.
It actually sounds pretty good.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Joe, next time you see me, come up and say hi.
I will. I'm not the big starstruck guy, you know, but I just, it's pretty cool to see you there, brother.
Oh, appreciate it, Joe.
Maybe we'll get you out with the, the low 50s, high 40-year-old guys.
All right. I have to say, I am playing with a crew that sometimes is up there.
Well, it's just, it's about the schedule.
The average age of country clubbers is probably 60.
Maybe, but I mean, they are all ages, but, you know, kids go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. College kids are in school. You know what I mean? And then.
We're 54.
No, I know, I'm playing with guys that are 74.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, I'll do that, but. Our friends are in their mid 50s to high 50s.
Yeah, one of my closest friends on earth,
early 60s,
is a hair away from the big one, 60.
It's close.
That's the big one.
I talked to him last night.
You don't think that's a big one?
It is a big one. I didn't.
For us, when we hit 60, it's officially over.
Yeah,
I think 50 is the bigger one.
I don't want to think about that.
Nothing else matters.
50 is a big one.
Got 5.5 good years.
No. 60 is over.
Hello, retired people play at 12 o'clock all the time.
Yeah.
All right, what were you going to say? What's in the wall banger? Is that a vodka tonic?
1.25 ounces vodka, 1/2 ounce of Galliano Autentico liqueur. I don't know what that is.
Something sweet.
3 ounces of orange juice.
All right.
Garnished with an orange slice. And here you go, a maraschino cherry, EB.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm a Luxardo cherry guy, but
they don't have that listed here.
I will say this. I tweeted this yesterday. It was actually the first time I had the strawberry vodka Surfside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my!
It's great.
God.
So good.
It's good.
Oh my!
So smooth.
I've only had the iced tea and the lemonade. That one was nutty.
It's good. Their fruity ones are awesome.
When we come back, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals,
the Dowder,
is going to join us.
All right. We all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. Well, you should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament, nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at CropMetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. Dowder, good morning.
Dowder.
Where is he, bud? Do I have him right there? Line one. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey Dowd. Great. Not as good as you.
Have we settled on music for you yet?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that's right, because you are from Alabama.
It's fantastic.
How long did you spend time in Alabama? Was it 4 or 5 years, and then you moved to Minnesota? Is that what happened?
No. I grew up there until I was 15.
Oh, then, really? You went to high school there?
Yeah, I went to high school there for a year, and then I went to boarding school in Indiana, Culver Academies in Indiana for 3 years. Yeah, and then I went to junior hockey for a couple years, a couple different places, and then made my way to St. Cloud.
Gotcha.
So, Dowder, let's talk about last night's game. You led off the scoring in the second period at 2:49 of the second period. That was a wild, kind of woolly second period for the Caps. You guys got up to a 4-0 lead. It looked like you were cruising along, and then the Flyers scored twice and looked like they almost scored a third goal, but Logan Thompson sprawled out, kept the puck from going over the line at the net. That was a huge play. Talk about that second period and talk about your goal to lead it off.
Yeah. I was pretty fortunate. I took a penalty there to start the second, which is never good. But fellas did a good job killing it off. And then I was just kind of fortunate to get out there and join the rush. And then Sandy made a really, really nice play to the middle. He was kind of low playing forward. He's leading the rush. So I kind of took a peek around and ended up was really just trying to back out of there and cover for him while he had a chance to get back, and puck just kind of followed him. And then he was able to kind of find me open in the slot and And I think we took advantage of some tired power play guys that had been on for a little bit, and puck was just able to kind of find its way in the back of the net. So, but that second, yeah, it was tough. I mean, you know, what do they say? Hockey, worst lead is a 4-goal lead. But, yeah, I think not every game is going to be your best full 60-minute game. You know, I mean, you'd like it to be in a perfect world. And you're still going to lose some of those hockey games, but you'd like to play a full 60. I think last night, you know, we played probably 35 to 40 good minutes. And then, you know, Philly played, what do you want to call it, 25, you know, 30, 40, whatever you want to call it, good minutes. And the game kind of just went back and forth a little bit. I mean, they're a good team. They have guys that can score. They showed that last night. I mean, I think Tomer, he bailed us out a ton when we needed it, gave us a chance to win that game. But, you know, we did a good job at the start. We had a good start. We had a good second period. So you got to take some positives out of that. So.
Does it get chippier on the ice when you play them back-to-back nights?
It definitely does. I mean, there wasn't really anything that kind of carried over from Tuesday night's game into Wednesday night's game, in my opinion. I mean, that can happen sometimes where – you know, something happens late in the game or middle of the game and the game's tight and you don't have an opportunity to pay someone back and, you know, you're playing them the next night. But I think, you know, Big Mac and Delorier had probably one of the best fights I've ever seen from the two of them. You know, that was incredible. They took care of that, their business there. And then, yeah, nothing really carried over, but it did get a little chippy last night for sure. I mean, I think we have a lot of history with the Flyers. We play them a lot, so...
Doubter, do you feel like you get a mental edge in that home and home when you win the game in their building and you kind of demoralize them and then the next night you know you've got them at Capital One? Is that like going through your guys' heads at all?
I mean, it's funny. Guys had mentioned that. You know, it's always nice to win the first bit of the back-to-back. But, I mean, in my opinion, I think you want to go out and obviously your goal is to win every hockey game. It is great to win in their building and then knowing that you're coming back in our home building using our crowd. But I think you know, veteran teams, you know, like ourselves will be prepared for Philly was going to have their best last night. Right. Like, I mean, their coach, just like any, all of us know, if we have a bad night, our coach is going to be on us. We're going to be watching film. We're going to be, you know, pissed off being at the rink. And so teams are going to come out flying. And as a veteran team, I think you got to recognize that, which I think we did a good job of that last night.
I hate to ask a basic question, but I never played hockey. And then, you know, when you're in the arena, you're so far, I can never hear. How much trash talking is actually occurring?
I mean, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every shift.
A lot of chirping.
Really.
Every
really?
Shift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, I don't.
You can't say. I get it.
Yeah, I don't tend to be one to come up with anything too creative. It's more of just a lot of FUs and, you know, stuff like that.
But it's all the time. It's constant.
Yeah, it's constant. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, you can tell. I think the crowd, you know, you guys watch sports. You can tell when a game is kind of floating along and there's not much intensity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you can feel that, right? But yeah. I think, you know, in hockey, it's funny. In hockey, it can go from kind of being a little bit of a sleepy game so all of a sudden somebody takes a liberty on somebody or somebody does something a little cheap and then
it's on.
That pisses everybody off. And then you can go from 0 to 100 pretty quick.
Yeah. All right, Doubter. Well, thanks for the time.
That's awesome.
After a game day, we appreciate it. Best of luck against the Lightning on that Saturday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right,
sweet home,
buddy.
Alabama. There you go. Yep. This guy's walking.
Got the tune. We got it ready.
His phone was breaking up. Sorry,
Kicks,
guys.
So Kicks and I were talking about what he expects from Alex Saar tonight in the opener. I just looked the FanDuel.
What's the FanDuel line?
They don't. It's 13.5.
No, but I'm saying individual player props. Yeah,
they've got some. They just don't have Saar for some reason.
Probably closer to tip. They should have it.
They've got Koulibaly at 8.5.
Ooh.
You know, they've got.
I like betting on Koulibaly. I got a weakness.
I think that might.
You want to go over?
That
or
might
under?
Be an over for Koulibaly.
You're not going to go
sure.
Under. You
but
never
no,
do under.
I never do under.
Right. That might
They're
be
gross.
An over. That you seems a little disrespectful.
$10 right now.
I mean, Koulibaly can't get double digits.
This is your guy.
He's my guy. I don't know.
I can't get him in. All right.
You won't even bet Koulibaly has 9 points?
I'll roll my $10 I owe you. I'll take 9
finally.
9 or higher.
for Cool Them All.
They said they're
such
gonna play
a low
him
bar.
I mean, yeah, I know. It's embarrassing. Well, you have to take it.
9 points.
They said he's going to play their best defender.
I mean, from
their
the
best
guy,
player.
From the
day.
Guy that I discovered
it's
in
finally,
France.
It's finally on. $10.
If his goal, if their goal is for him to play the best player, like defensively, he's going to play all the time.
Yeah. He'll be out on the floor.
Get nine.
All right. There we go.
We got to go. We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley. Coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.